Next, to the oily mess in the Gulf. BP today says it's siphoning off about 20% of the crude oil that's been spewing from that broken well. But now there's word that some of that spilled oil may be heading toward the Florida Keys and the Atlantic Ocean. Shrimpers, oystermen, and crabbers on the Gulf Coast are trying to cope with an oil mass that marine researchers fear could doom their catches for years. A huge percentage of those dependent on the Gulf are Vietnamese American, and those who speak only Vietnamese have run into red tape while trying to get help. Congressman On Joseph Gao is a Republican from Louisiana, representing a good chunk of New Orleans and a great many Vietnamese-speaking businesses. Thanks, Congressman, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
First, let me ask you, what do you think of BP's and Transocean's response so far? Are they doing a good job?
Well, they are trying their best to shut down the oil spill, but obviously they are struggling with it, and the longer they struggle, the more the people down here will suffer. So I'm very concerned of the slow pace of shutting down the leak, and I hope that they will do their best to shut this leak down as quickly as possible.
Do you think they've been doing their best at trying to fix this? I mean, they've had so many different attempts at fixing it that just haven't worked at all. I mean, I realize they've had some success today, but what do you think about how they're doing?
Well, I was somewhat disappointed with the lack of preparation in the event of a disaster this magnitude. Obviously, many of the techniques that they are using are new technology, and these technologies have not been tested. But at the same time, they should have been looking into this scenario, working to try to solve this problem even before the spill began.
What's been happening to the shrimpers and crabbers that make a living there, especially those of Vietnamese background?
They are struggling tremendously. I had the opportunity to speak to many of them over the past week, and they are frustrated and very much concerned with the inability to make money to pay for their mortgages, to pay for their boat payments, to continue paying the house utilities, sending the children to school. So people are struggling, and people are fearful of what might happen. And based on what I've been hearing so far, a lot of the oil is not all on the surface. And what I've been hearing is that much of it is underneath the surface of the water, and they might be able to reach the marshes and therefore contaminate the spawning eggs, and that can affect the fishing industries for years to come.
Can you briefly share a story of maybe one of your constituents that they've told you?
A little bit over a week ago, I was present at a town hall meeting over in the New Orleans East community, and a group of them approached me and said that BP has not done enough to serve the Vietnamese-American fishermen. Much of the programs that were implemented to help fishermen lack the language accessibility. Many of the Vietnamese fishermen, they do not speak English well.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a tremendous language barrier between what is available to help the fishermen and their ability to be able to obtain or to be involved in those programs.
For our listeners that don't know the history, can you tell us a bit about what brought the Vietnamese to that part of the world?
When Vietnam fell to the Communist forces in 1975, there was a large fishing community under the direction of a Catholic priest decided to settle in New Orleans. And at that time, Archbishop Hannon, working with who is now Auxiliary Bishop Dominic Leung in Orange County, they were able to bring this group of Vietnamese over and brought them through Catholic Charities to New Orleans East. And the community has settled there since then. So it's one of the more unique Vietnamese-American communities in the United States.
Fishing is still banned in that area, right? So what are people doing to survive right now?
Many of the fishermen applied for some of the relief money being offered by BP. So they are trying to apply for that program. At the same time, they are trying to involve in the cleanup program as well as the laying down of booms. But obviously, they continue to struggle to survive and to make ends meet.
What happens if this isn't fixed soon? I mean, the scientists are saying that the repercussions from this could go on for years. I mean, if there are no shrimp and there are no oysters, do the fishermen need to be trained for other jobs? Is the government prepared to do that?
I spoke with the Economic Development Administration last week, presenting that very scenario. So we are looking into that at the federal government level for the long term, looking at workforce development, looking at other job opportunities for the fishermen in the event the fishing and shrimping industry would be damaged for the long term. But there is also a difficulty with respect to the Vietnamese American fishermen. Many of them are not educated, and they have the language barrier problem, so that even to train them to do new things would also be extremely difficult. But given the fact that the Vietnamese Americans are resilient, they are hardworking, I think that they will survive.
Republican Congressman Ahn Joseph Gao represents Louisiana's 2nd District, including much of New Orleans. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on your show.